Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mass Monologues. Today, I have with me Sammy. She is a musician. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and what inspires you?
All right. Yeah. Hi, I'm Sammy. I am a singer-songwriter. I do a lot of covers as well. I recently started writing within the last, I want to say, 4 years, and I'm actually getting my fourth song mixed and mastered right now. So I should have something to release within the next couple of months.
Congratulations, your fourth song.
Thank you.
What genres do you write in?
Right now, my genre that I've written so far has just been pop. I would really like to try to write some stuff that's more along like the classic rock, like Fleetwood Mac style, Pink Floyd, that kind of stuff. I really tend to hover towards that kind of stuff just because it's relaxing.
Can you tell us about how you got into the music scene, why you started music?
Been singing since I was a kid, I think. Ever since I can remember, I've always wanted to sing. I always had a hairbrush in my hand when I was little. My dad actually really started me on my wanting to sing in public. He started taking me to karaoke when I was probably 11 or 12. And from there, I just fell in love with it. Didn't really think I would be able to do anything with it for a while because there's a lot of bullies in the world. People can be harsh. And pushing through that barrier of ignoring the negativity and just doing what you enjoy, it's kind of hard to get past. So it took a while, but I have a really great significant other. And when we first got together, I showed him the stuff that I had written, and he was like, "Why don't you do something with this?" And I think it just took that little push from somebody that I was close to.
To believe in you.
Yeah.
When you talk about bullies in the music industry, I find that musicians, they feel defeated. Nobody's going to listen to their songs, or it's not as good as they'd expect it to be. What type of, you could call it limiting beliefs, did you have when you were first starting out?
But it didn't sound good when I first started writing. I was like, how do I say everything I want to say and make it sound interesting without losing sight of what it's really about?
Yes. Did you find that you were focusing on that specifically pertaining to your lyrics? You felt as though you needed to use flowery language, or what was it?
Yeah, I did. I did. And I think I own about it a lot. I feel like when you have like anxiety, it's something that you do a lot, it's just overthinking. And I think that had a lot to do with it.
Can you walk me through the process of writing your first song and overcoming those fears and just knowing that what you did or what you were working on was good enough?
So about 5 years ago, maybe a little over 5 years ago, I moved out to Iowa, and I was in the middle of nowhere, and it was the middle of winter. And it was, I think the real feel got down to like negative 50, so I couldn't leave. So I was trapped in a house with nothing to do. So I started browsing, instrumentals and beats on Tube, and I found one that I really clicked with. And I wrote about, in the time I was really depressed, I was really depressed. And I wrote about that, and I just let go. And once I like listened to it all, I could just feel it felt right.
And you talk about doing music production. You started off as a singer. How did you transfer over into the music production aspect of it?
So far, I actually don't really do a lot of production. I have started to record myself, and I'm starting to try to get my feet wet with it because it's hard to. Okay. It's expensive for one, and it's also hard to find like people you can really solidly trust. And I've also found that you don't want to rely on other people too much to get the things that you want done to be done.
In collaborations, you have to have somebody who is your counterpart. So you have to have somebody who complements your strengths and compensates for your weaknesses. So if you're a singer-songwriter, you wouldn't be looking for another singer-songwriter to collaborate with. Chances are you'd be looking for a music producer so they could produce the song. But finding a music producer who works within your genre and knows what to do with your vocals and how to take it can be difficult. Especially, I find that online, if you've ever, have you ever done collaborations online?
Not yet. I have a couple that I've been talking to about doing collaborations online. I do actually have somebody mixing and mastering a song that I met through Twitter right now. So that's really exciting.
How did you guys meet, or how did your collaboration start?
So I recently just started using Twitter. I don't really know a whole lot about it, and I've just been trying to make connections with other artists on there. And so I met, I want to say, I don't want to pronounce it wrong. I believe it's Mickey. It might be Mikey. But he was somebody that I had come across by following other musicians and just trying to find people that are into the same things that I am. And he had posted that they were doing like a giveaway for a free mix and master. And I haven't worked on any new music in a while. But this is a song that I've been wanting to get out for a while. And I was like, maybe this is the little kick that I need to start. So I signed up to just see, hey, maybe if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, right? And I won. So I was like, oh, it's meant to be. Cool.
When you send your song, is it like a demo to the music producer, or what do you usually do for your demos?
So I have an interface here. So I've been trying to get where I can actually record it and send like the actual WAV files that they use. Those DAW, the things that they use,
DAW?
DAWs, DAW, DAWs, those, they're very confusing. I say that those, any producer, anybody that's into production, they are magicians.
No, it can be challenging to navigate all the plugins and then how to use, add a filter to it. Do you want to do like a dip here? Do you want an equalizer? Do you want a compressor? Whatever you want. You really have to go into music production as a craft because it is a whole new world within itself.
It's a lot.
Yes.
I have to give it up to anybody who like does that for a living and just is constantly doing that. Thank you.
I'm wondering, as a singer-songwriter, then, do you use a guitar to write your music? How do you do your songwriting process?
Up until now, I've used either beats that have been made for me or something that I found on YouTube, but I have been learning guitar for the last 2 years now. And while I've been more focused on learning covers because I do want to play out, I have been learning, starting to learn where all the notes are on the fretboard and getting into the theory and starting to get that stuff down. And I also got a looper pedal, so I want to and plan to make my own. Just haven't quite gotten there yet.
So starting out with the guitar, what would you say are the biggest challenges for beginners?
Chords,
Or
switching between chords and memorizing. You got to be really repetitive on everything when you first start out.
Do you practice every day, or do you practice every week? Do you have a schedule for that?
I have a set schedule for lessons. I do go to lessons once a week, and then I try to practice at least like 3 days, maybe more, maybe less, depending on how much stuff I have going on after work, if I have to run and do stuff. But if I'm home, generally I make at least 30 minutes to an hour to practice.
No, that's wonderful. You have to make time whenever you can make time. If you're busy with other things, it's nice if you can just take an hour and practice the guitar or do some music. It's also therapeutic, I find, if you can just, you're having a bad day, things aren't going well, and you can just vent out all your trauma while playing the guitar or singing a song. Do you've recorded four songs by now?
Yes, I just recorded my fourth one. I've actually, okay, so I've been on another three or four. Four, and then I've recorded a cover as well, a couple covers as well.
And when you record your songs, is it a home studio or do you go into a music studio?
For the first two, I did go into an actual music studio, and then the last one and the cover song I recorded at a home studio, and then this one that I just did was at a home studio.
Can you tell us the difference between being in a home studio compared to an actual studio and what that's like?
My first time going in like the real studio, I was absolutely in awe. And they have like little rooms that you sing in, so it's actually professional. And then they have the big mixing boards, and there was one of those big acoustic rooms in the middle. It was beautiful, but recording in a house setting, it's more comfortable. It's less pressure.
And when you're in the studio, do you find that there's this pressure where you have to get it right, maybe first, second, third take, as opposed to when you're at home and it's just you can do as many takes as you'd like and it'll be great?
I feel like it depends on who you're working with. If you jive with your producer and everything goes well and they're not like, we need to go right now, then it's still comfortable. It's just like a different environment. So you're like, whoa. I don't want to mess up that note is more what you're worried about.
And in the studio, do the music producers say any techniques or encourage you if you're not getting a vocal right or you just need some time? How do you approach that?
Definitely have been encouraged very much. Yeah, and I've not had with the producer that I worked with in the past, we worked well together and I didn't have any issues with there. And if there was like where I was having like a pitch issue or I needed to hit a different note, he would just use the keyboard because I don't know, I'm really good about like
It's a
hearing. I
reference
have to
pitch.
hear it. Yeah, and that was fantastic. Or if we needed to like laugh for a second or take a break to just think about something else and then come back
And
to
then
it.
come back to it. I find that when you're doing it at home in a home studio, you can come back to it anytime because you've got all day, maybe you've got a week, and you can do it at 2 o'clock in the morning if you have to.
Most definitely.
In a music studio, it's just a new environment, and you've got the producer. Are you ever overwhelmed when you're in the studio?
When I'm writing in a studio, yes. I feel like because I have a song called Prevail, and for a lot of that, I actually wrote in the home studio where I was working. And when you get to those points where, like, when you're at home and you're frustrated, you can just be like, or whatever weird things you do when you're at home and you're frustrated. But when you're at a studio and you're like, I can't think, I feel like I'm wasting these people's time.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of pressure. Can you tell me about what your songs are generally about, the topics?
So my first one that I released is Bad Habits. That one for me, it's a song about addiction and just trying to fight through that darkness and find the light on the other side, the things to look forward to, rather than like staying locked in that place. My song Prevail was actually inspired by people being judgmental about people coloring their hair or getting tattoos and piercings and things like that. Because it's not our place to judge people for the things that they enjoy if they're not hurting other people.
No, I completely agree with that.
And then Breathe Easy, that's the other one that's mine that's out. That one was inspired by just like taking time, even if it's just 5 minutes to yourself or with your family or with the people that you love to just
You need to
relax.
take a step back sometimes and
Yeah.
be able to go a step farther. You need to be able to put some time aside for yourself and say, this is for me. It's just to focus on my mental health.
Yeah, exactly. And just to really actually breathe.
Do you find that those moments you take aside for yourself, do you notice yourself leaning towards writing music or writing down lyrics in a notebook?
I haven't yet. I don't write a lot. I need to start more. I feel like I've been more focused on like the guitar stuff. I really do to sit down with my guitar and mess around with it. There's so much to learn.
When you're playing with your guitar, do you ever hum a melody or start creating a song? How do you write your songs?
I have started humming melodies lately with my guitar, and I think that actually playing the guitar has helped me to start thinking about melodies more. Because before, I never really thought about writing before I started writing. When I wrote my first song, it was because I was like, I needed an outlet. And then I clicked with it, but I've never really been a writer. I've more so been like a reader and a singer. But I don't know, I would really like to start writing more. It's just, how do you, time management?
Yes. When it comes to writing a song, do you find that you're drawn to the melody as opposed to the lyrics as a
Yes.
guitarist? Yes.
I'm always more drawn to the melody. I've always found that in general, for me, like even learning songs over the years, I can hear the melodies really well, but if I want to learn the lyrics, I actually have to look up like a lyric video and like
Yes.
read along.
No, I had a friend once and she was singing a song at this concert and she forgot the lyrics while she was on stage. So she started blabbing out random just words and it was gibberish, but it was only for a short section, so nobody noticed. But when you're a musician first and you hear the melodies, it's you are able to the melodies. It's just you forget the words. You're like, where are they? It could be this word, it could be that word. And you notice it when you're listening to even songs on the radio or pop songs multiple times when other people mess up that word. And you're like, oh, I thought the song was about this. I've been hearing the whole thing wrong the entire time. Yeah. No, I think someone was at the back there saying hi.
That was my boyfriend.
Yeah.
He just
No,
got
that's
home from
wonderful.
work.
He's supporting you even now.
Yes, always. He let me take over this room.
Yes.
Thank
No, it looks beautifully designed. I love all the patterns and everything you have on the wall there.
you. It's a mess, but I
Oh,
make it
yeah.
work.
So I want to wrap up this episode now because I'm doing shorter episodes now. Do you have any social media platforms or any places that people can come and reach out to you, listen to your music?
Yes. Okay. So I do have Instagram, Facebook. I'm on TikTok and Twitter also. I just got on Threads
Yes,
and
Threads.
I just opened a Discord, but I don't know how it works. So I have to look into that. But everything can be found. I do have a website, sammyleemusic.com, and all my links and everything can be found on there. I'm also on Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, and Apple.
Yes. Okay, so please check Sammy out. And if you like this podcast and you'd like other podcast episodes similar to this, then please share it with a friend or a family member. And we'll see you next time.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Hear the story say